And somewhere. And but if I didn't jump, I wouldn't have done it. I would never have done it if I kept thinking about it.
You know who could be after you? Who's next in line for this? This is very important. Someone we know. Who is ready for a family.
Who's
ready,
that?
Ready just to quit this job. Scary.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Living his dream.
I'm staying securely in this plane until the plane comes to a safe landing.
He's fully strapped in. Or until we crash. Scary's going down with the plane.
Scary's ready for a family. He's ready to get out of here.
Yeah.
No. He doesn't like this job. He doesn't like anything it brings.
I feel like I'm the anti-you.
Yeah, we're kind of the opposite, but yeah. I still love you.
Scary. Okay, so what do you've known Jamie for a year. We all have. But what are your feelings about what she's doing here?
I almost cried for you yesterday when you told me in the garage, and we hugged it out. Because, honestly, I know how long you've wanted all this. And there's no way that any of that could really happen with the hours that you keep. The demands of your job, mm-hmm. the stresses and the struggles. So I, for one, am very happy. And I got to say, I'm super proud of you. You're a stronger person than me. Because you actually, you're taking a leap of faith here.
Thank you. I appreciate
you. Do
you
want us
you
to solicit for, like, a guy?
Oh, yes, please.
Or a job.
I even have farmers only. So, I mean, I'm ready. Like, yeah. I've tried it all.
Wow.
She has. She's had quite the dating experience.
Farmers only.
Right. Who is this? Candace. Hi, Candace.
Hi.
You did the same exact thing back in May that Jamie's doing right now.
I did, and I'm so proud of you, Jamie. Like, it's so scary. Take the leap. I'm so proud of you. I got out of a toxic work environment. It was best for my mental health. I have a 10-year-old son. I said, you know what? I want more time with my kid and more time for me.
Well, see, there's a kid involved here. Mm-hmm. So you walked away from a career with a child.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people say, well, God, you know what? I'm lucky I can walk away because I don't have any children. Yeah. You have a child. How was that? How frightening was that for you?
Oh, my God. It was the scariest thing I've ever done. Like she said, it's like jumping out of a plane with no parachute, right? But the universe had my back. I picked up a bartending job. My son and I have had the B. And let me tell you something. It was the best decision ever. I'm happier. My mental health is through the roof. You know, my biggest reward is friends and family saying, you know what, you're glowing. You look like you're happy.
Wow. Oh,
so happy for you. That sounds amazing.
Wow.
Thank you. I'm so happy for you, Jamie.
Thank you, Candace.
As we hear the story between Candace and Jamie, doesn't matter. You can admit it. Maybe you're thinking, like, what if I did that? Danielle.
Yep. It's so scary. Why are you looking at me? All I'm thinking is, Jamie, when we see you in like 2 weeks and you've reset from getting up at this time of morning, you're going to feel human again.
I'm gonna feel so good.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, your 10 years younger.
Of sleeping in and getting your coffee and going outside and grounding yourself and enjoying the birds chirping and not stressing.
Wait.
Girl, you're going to fall in love again.
Is that what happens in the morning when we're working with birds?
Yeah, is that what happens?
Birds.
There are birds out there?
There are birds.
I forgot. I'm like, wow,
on a
this
hill.
Is nature. Oh, look, the sun is shining. Look at that. It's amazing.
Well, Candace, congratulations. And you know what? I love that you hearing Jamie's story sparked you and made you reach out to us. I love that. Congratulations and all the best to you and your son.
Thank you so much. Good luck to you, Jamie.
Thank you, Candace.
So when you walked in, did you know when you walked in, this is it?
Yeah.
You walked into his office.
I was shaking.
How did it roll out?
I just sat down and shut the door and I had this conversation in my head and I just said, I don't even really know how to get into this. There's really no easy way, but I have to give my resignation.
Wow.
After 21 years in this industry, more than half my life, it was not an easy decision, but I have to put my health first.
Absolutely.
And just what I want more than anything in this family, in this world rather than is a family.
That is wild. I'm so glad you told this story.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so happy for you.
I hope I can just encourage at least one person just to jump out of that airplane and know that it will be okay and it will change your life.
Wow.
It will all work out.
Yes.
Yeah, it will.
Thank you.
Are they panicking over there?
I don't know.
Well,
I think
Danielle.
I love them all. That's why I had to ask, you know.
There's an opening over there.
They'll find somebody.
Oh, let me tell you, there's been three people that already asked about it. I'm
really?
Like, my body's not even cold yet. Please. True story.
That's all right.
Well, yeah, that sounds about right.
Again, we love you.
We love you, Jamie.
And congratulations.
Love
you. Here for Jamie.
Jamie!
Come again. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
If you missed our 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One, Las Vegas
makes some noise. You can now watch the best moments exclusively on Hulu, beginning October 7th.
All right, you guys are up for a pause.
You'll see the biggest festival headliners from around the world assembled on one stage on one show.
This iHeart energy is so incredible.
Big Sean, Camila Cabello, Doja Cat, Dua Lipa, Gwen Stefani, Halsey, Hozier, Keith Urban, New Kids on the Block, Paramore, Shaboozy, The Black Crowes, The Weeknd, Thomas Rhett, Victoria Monet, and a special performance by Coldplay's Chris Martin.
Thank you to iHeart and everything for having us.
This is the only time you will see a lineup of superstar performers like this on one stage on one night.
Get louder than ever.
See it all at our 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One.
Streaming only on Hulu, beginning October 7th.
Summer's here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
iHeartRadio, music you should know, featuring Lawrence, What You Want.
Eyes on me, tell me what you want, tell me what you need, tell me what you want, tell me what you need. Bust me top 10 ways that you hate me, don't ever call a girl crazy, but lately, that is exactly what you're trying to make me, my mind's racing, I'm impatient. Tells me it's in my head, but there you go and again with all the copy and pasting. Feel like I'm never gonna.
Eyes on me. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you need. I can't sleep. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you need.
Can I reach my new buddy this way? It's sort of looking like clickbait, deepfake. These days, trying to win the crowd like a sweepstakes. I've been a pre-K, I don't need a replay. Running around like a chicken with my head cut off. And tell me what you need.
Eyes on me. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you need.
Station with iHeartRadio. Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
So the same. this matters, dreaming of setting
first crime, and I never thought that we was gonna see each other,
see each other.
And then I came out, mommy moved me down south. Oh, I ain't with my girl who I thought was my world. It came out to be that she wasn't the girl for me,
girl for me.
See, it's very divine, you're one of a kind, but you mash up my mind. They can't decline, oh Lord. My baby is driving me crazy. You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal. When you say it's over, my only beautiful girl. They only wanna do you dirt. Suicidal, suicidal, when they say it's over. Now I'm a
fussing and now we're fighting. Please tell me why I'm feeling slighted and I don't know how to make it better. Make it better. You're dating other guys, you're telling me lies. Oh, I can't believe what I'm seeing with my eyes. I'm losing my mind and I don't think it's clever. Suicidal, suicidal.
Just like that, and I'm back, bro.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Wow, you know, we have a free crap phone tap on the way. The problem with the free crap I'm giving away today is my decision to, like, the crap to steal off people's desks. It's not crap. There's good stuff in here.
This is good. I would take
I know. I wouldn't call any of this crap.
Good crap phone tap.
We're the people in Hoarders that don't want to throw anything away.
Exactly.
We love all of our stuff. We keep all of our stuff.
Well, I don't think I can call this a free crap phone tap. That
no.
We're not doing it yet. We're going to do it in a few minutes. We have some adjustments to make.
Okay.
But the prize package has stuff in it that's not crap.
Wait, what about free stuff?
I want the candy.
Back off! Okay.
There's two candies. Can I have one? Oh, thanks.
Oh, it's Starburst.
Yeah.
Which is not crap at all. I love Starburst.
Hell yeah. Let me tell you, that Starburst is sitting on my desk, and every day I walk by, and there's less and less.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. So we're going to call this the not crap phone tap. This is the good stuff. We're going to call this the good stuff phone tap.
The good stuff phone tap. It's all right. Pink.
Also, you know, we have a problem in our studio because we want fresh flowers, but they all die,
yeah.
And we don't know how to grow orchids. So Andrew went online and ordered these fake orchids.
They actually look pretty good.
They look great, and they're expensive. So we're giving away like one stalk of fresh of fresh / fake orchids.
Okay, those ones look really good. I like them.
By the way, we reserved the opportunity to change this. Also, my buddy Charlemagne the God, his book. This is not crap at all. It's called Get Honest or Die Lying.
I bet we can get him to sign it, too, before we send it out, especially if we tell him it's for the crap phone tap.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to love
not
that.
Not crap phone tap.
The not crap phone.
Okay. Maybe we'll get him to sign it.
Yeah.
Who's going to go down and ask him to sign this?
I'll ask him.
Okay. Also, I have a Wawa coffee mug.
Oh, that's a good one.
I know. This is like a premium coffee mug from one of our favorite places, Wawa. That's not crap
it's
at all.
It's a thermal mug.
It's a thermal mug.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, you've heard of Candyland, the game.
Yeah.
This is called Tipsyland. You gather your friends, and it's like a drinking game.
Yeah.
But it's not Candyland, it's Tipsyland.
That looks really cool. Maybe you shouldn't give that away. Well, we should keep it.
We need to give this stuff away because it needs to go to a good home. Here, hold this.
Okay.
And also, our friends at Shinedown have this hot sauce. It's called Shinedown Devour Pineapple Jerk Sauce.
Mm-hmm.
See, I ordered empanadas for breakfast. I kind of want to keep this and use it on my empanadas.
I probably should.
Also, finally, this is from our archives, The Goodfellas Christmas on CD. Mm-hmm. It's a bunch of wise guys with a Christmas CD featuring songs like Frosty the Hitman.
Oh, yeah.
Silencer Night. And Rudy the Big Mouth Stooley.
Christmas songs about murder?
Yes.
I love that.
So it's a Christmas album by the Goodfellas on CD. It's on CD, which is very telling.
By the Goodfellas.
All right, so that could be my free not crap phone tap because it's all good stuff. We may not do that. Hey, that conversation we played back with Jamie a few moments ago, I hope you heard that. A lot of people were texting and saying that they are motivated to get on with their lives today because of our Jamie. That is nice. You know?
Yeah.
And we love her very much. And I see nothing but wonderful things in her future. So it got us to thinking when we had this conversation with her yesterday. What in our lives are we stalling out and not completing? What are we not doing?
Mm. What do we say? We'll move it to tomorrow's list.
Exactly. I don't know. I'm having a conversation with Alex about some ideas I have.
Oh, really?
But things I want to do. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. It may or may not involve staying here. I don't know.
Wow.
I'll probably need to stay here.
To
pay the bills.
Yeah.
I got to pay for what we want to do. Yeah, Froggy, what are you thinking?
One of my new favorite sayings that I heard a couple weeks ago was, what must be done eventually should be done immediately. So, like, just stop putting things off. If you know that you eventually have to do something, whether it's a good decision or a tough decision, you're better off to just go ahead and get it out of the way and make the decision as soon as you can and move on.
You're right. Let me think about that for a while. Oops.
Exactly. I mean, easier said than done, obviously. However, it is something good to strive for.
See, what I want to do, and I kind of mentioned it, you know, while the song was on.
Yeah.
It involves a lot of work. I'm thinking, do I really want to do a lot of work? It's something I want to do. Maybe I need to do a lot of work because I haven't worked in a long time.
Scary and I were talking about this morning. We were like, you know, when you know, after the show ends, you know, we don't know when that's going to happen, but one day it will happen. What do you want to do? Do you want to work full time again, or do you want to just like coast? We were like trying to figure out
what we want. Like, what?
Coast,
of course.
Well, I think about what we do here. I think we're all pretty much coasting.
Mm. Yeah.
No. Sleeping in is coasting to me.
You guys are working hard. I'm not.
I think coast. If you are doing something, though, that you're passionate about and it fulfills you, it doesn't even feel like work.
That is true.
That is exactly what I'm talking about.
That's why we come in every day.
Yeah.
All right. It is National Pancake Day. Pancakes make people happy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what's wrong with you? Why
didn't we already have a pancake day?
Yes. Froggy says this is the second one we've had this year.
Yeah, IHOP has one that's earlier in the year. I believe it's in April. But then this is like the official National Pancake Day that everybody takes part in.
September 26th is the year's second National Pancake Day, as we told you. Get those hotcakes on the griddle. Your flapjacks are waiting for you. Pancakes are an old staple dating back to ancient Greece. Since then, many varieties have been created across the globe in Britain, France, and other parts of Europe. Of course, crepes, however you want to say it, thin, often served with a sweet or savory filling. In Indonesia, they have pancakes known as sarabi, which are made with rice flour and coconut milk. In Uganda, pancakes are made with bananas. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
There's many, many forms of pancakes out there. Today, enjoy one of them because it's National Pancake Day.
Nice. Ooh, right. Scallion pancake sounds good.
Oh, God, I had some last night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, from Cha-Cha Tang.
Just a regular old scallion pancake?
No, it had caviar on top of it.
Oh, Jesus. We should have ordered IHOP.
It's just one little piece.
Why didn't we order IHOP? We could have gotten, like, Nutella crepes and, like, strawberry pancakes.
Get online.
Damn it.
Get online. Anyway, so happy pancake day. What are you eating?
I got a little breakfast platter. I have eggs, hash browns, toast, and bacon.
I have some empanadas on the way.
Ooh.
Yeah, he asked which ones we want.
I ordered a lot of empanadas.
Yeah.
For everyone.
That's exciting.
All right. So anyway, so, okay, our class announcement's done. Are we done?
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the three things we need to know from Gandhi. And then after that, take a break. We'll come back and give you the really good stuff phone tap. It's not free crap. It's not crap at all. Starburst and Charlemagne the God's book and a Wawa coffee mug and the Shine Down pineapple jerk sauce. the game for drinkers called
Tipsy Land.
And of course the CD of Goodfellas Christmas hits, including Frosty the Hitman and Silencer Night.
Yeah. Oh, did you get your free orchid?
And a complimentary orchid. Yes. Orchid.
Mm-hmm.
It's fake. All right, moving on. What do you have going on? Your three things, Gandhi. Where do you start?
All right, let's start with Hurricane Helene. Flights are being canceled or delayed across the southeast as she approaches the Florida Gulf Coast. As of last check, more than 1,100 flights were canceled in the U.S., many of them into or out of Tampa International Airport. Nearly 400 flights have been delayed, according to flight tracker FlightAware. Helene is set to make landfall in the Big Bend region tonight. Some cruise passengers could be temporarily stuck at sea. Port Canaveral announced last night that ships due to arrive tomorrow will be delayed. Those delays will likely impact departures tomorrow and Saturday. The port is closed and has ceased many operations until further notice. Applications to refinance a home are surging. According to the Mortgage Bankers Association's seasonally adjusted index, applications to refinance a home loan rose 20% last week from the week before. Compare that to the same week a year ago. Demand is up 175%. This comes after a steady decline in mortgage rates to two-year lows. And finally, pet food is being recalled over possible salmonella and listeria contamination. The FDA says it discovered the presence of these bacteria in products from Answers Pet Food and Darwin's Natural Pet Products during sample testing. Both salmonella and listeria can cause severe illness in animals and humans, so make sure you take a look at what you are giving your pets right now, and you can go online and check out if those have been recalled or not. And those are your three things.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Good morning.
The Mercedes-Benz Interview Lounge.
Fall Out Boy's here.
Yeah!
Mercedes-Benz SUVs. Stylish, powerful, and sophisticated. Visit MBUSA.com for special offers.
Please welcome Taylor Swift.
Yeah! Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
If you missed our 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One,
Las Vegas, make some noise.
You can now watch the best moments exclusively on Hulu, beginning October 7th.
All right, you guys are up for a party, I can tell.
You'll see the biggest festival headliners from around the world assembled on one stage on one show.
This iHeart energy is so incredible.
Big Sean, Camila Cabello, Doja Cat, Dua Lipa, Gwen Stefani, Halsey, Hozier, Keith Urban, New Kids on the Block, Paramore, Shaboozy, The Black Crowes, The Weeknd, Thomas Rhett, Victoria Monet, and a special performance by Coldplay's Chris Martin.
Thank you to iHeart and everything for having us.
This is the only time you will see a lineup of superstar performers like this on one stage on one night.
Get louder than ever.
See it all at our 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One.
Streaming only on Hulu, beginning October 7th.
Get into it. The weather today. What's it all about, Skiri?
Yeah, cloudy, humid. On its way up to 77. Could see some rain around lunchtime. Right now, 66.
Hey,
You are the best show I've ever listened to in my life.
I'm your number one. I'm your number one.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
We do have a phone tap on the way. Also, Danielle's on the way in a few minutes with lots of stuff going on. What's your headline today? What are you working on?
Sabrina Carpenter is Billboard royalty, and Post Malone is just a sweetie.
I know. Good news. You know, and all news is good news. Here's the thing. You know what? You wake up, you're bouncing in your step, and you're feeling pretty good about the day, and then you get a call from a friend about something that's going on, and they need you. You know, they don't always call because they need you, but you just know through the conversation, they need you. Mm-hmm. I feel that way with our texts sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, we received a text earlier, a longtime listener, over 30 years been listening to us, even though we've been here for 27. It seems longer. Mm-hmm. She's a teacher, or he's a teacher, in West Babylon School District. Horrific accident that happened recently, taking the lives of teenagers, and some in the hospital fighting for their lives. A funeral today out in West Babylon. Oh. So we're thinking about you. See, it affects families. It also affects an entire school and the faculty. And
of course,
there's that. A friend of ours listening, daughter turning 32 today. It's her daughter's birthday. But last night, her Siberian Husky was running in the backyard. Only 3.5-year-old dog had a stroke.
Oh.
Currently losing feeling in the back legs. And her daughter had just gotten out of an 8-year relationship with her fiance. So during the grieving, this dog has been her child. It's been her life. Oh. So, you know, there's a lot of pain, a lot of sadness going on. Mm-hmm. Of course, everyone will get through it because I know everyone is very strong. But at the same time, you know what?
This stuff's hard.
Yeah. Yeah, it is hard.
Really hard. Even if you get through it, that's the stuff that changes your life completely. I mean, a car accident, taking the lives of your children is horrible. Ends of relationships, losing...
exactly.
Dog's not lost yet.
There's always someone going through some pain in this world of ours.
Yep.
And that's guaranteed to always be happening. So, you know, as fortunate as you can be today, as we are in this room, mm-hmm. you know what? Always send out those vibes.
Positivity.
And be nice to people because you don't know what they're going through.
That's for sure.
That is the headline. You don't know what they're going through.
Nope.
So there you go. And we're so proud that you're listening to us today. And, of course, usually you turn us on so we can make you happy, obviously. Maybe we're not doing that right now, but these are important and very real parts of our lives. Mm. So there's that. There's not sad at all note, just kind of a freaky note. There is this skyscraper apartment building they're building down in the Seaport District.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I think it was slated to be, what, the tallest apartment building in America?
I think so.
Oof. Okay.
Right? Scary, you sent the story out yesterday.
Yes. It's supposed to be the tallest.
It had 100 and something stories, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, it's starting to lean. It's not finished yet.
Yeah.
And some apartments in this place are supposed to be like $100 million apartments, I think. Whatever.
People are not in it, though, right?
No. They're still, but apparently there's some kind of shifting in the ground underneath, 100 stories below, down from the penthouse. So it's starting to lean toward... the Seaport.
They were saying there's something unstable in the foundation, so all construction is halted, and now there's all these lawsuits flying, and there's a lot of finger pointing, and who's to blame for this? So they don't know when this project is even going to get done, because they say it leans a little bit more every single day.
Yeah. I'm sure people already bought, like, complexes, right?
Yeah, I guess. Oh, like, what do you do? I mean, my feeling is, I don't know much about construction. If it's 100 and something stories, they're probably going to have to take that down.
You think? Yeah. And if you look at the pictures of it, it's looks like it's already crumbling. So definitely
It's in construction phase. Yeah.
This building looks like it's cursed. So I think it's going to be 61 stories, and a construction worker fell to his death there in 2017. A crane operator smashed a concrete bucket into the 34th floor, damaging the deck and dropping material on the street below.
Let it go.
The FDNY has declared it a fire hazard. A contractor is suing. The developer accused the contractor of filing a lawsuit to draw attention away from their inability to finish the project, but it just seems like it's one thing after another.
Mm. Let me tell you, especially after what happened with the World Trade Center towers here on 9/11, we're looking at apartments. If it's above like the second floor, I get a little nervous.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to go. I don't want to be higher.
No.
And we live on the 12th floor of our building, and I get... sometimes I'm like, well, I got to get two dogs and get out of here if there's a problem. Oh. God forbid. But, you know, so you buy, oh, let's get a palace in the sky, 100 floors up. You can see as far as the eye can see. Well, not while you're falling into the ocean. You can't.
Let me tell you, this is my worst nightmare.
Because you live way up there.
I live way high up in the sky, and I am always like, oh, my God. What if the foundation isn't solid? We see all these stories all the time. Mm. Whenever it's windy or there's a storm and I feel something, I'm like, oh, this is it. Oh no.
My gosh.
I love it up there, but also
there's a building that's built over. Is it the GW Bridge that it's like on top of?
Yeah, the apartments.
And every time I go under the GW Bridge, I think, I wonder how stable all of this is.
Well, they've been there for many years. They're probably doing okay.
I hope so. Well, I think so.
Well, there's people listening to them right now as they're getting ready for work. Yeah. So maybe, yeah.
You guys are good.
You're good.
Don't you worry.
There's a super highway below you, but no problem.
You're fine. They also say that this building is leaning because it was constructed using soil improvement methods instead of a piling method used by all the other skyscrapers.
Whatever that means, it sounds bad.
Don't do it again.
Anyways, they halted construction of this thing a long time ago, but we're looking for an apartment for Nate. And we're thinking maybe that, I bet you can get a good deal in that penthouse.
I think so. I mean, do you think they'll have some sort of rider in the contract where you have to have all of your furniture on one side of the apartment to balance out the lean?
You don't have to do it. It'll probably move the furniture on its own. It's like when you sit down to eat and you put your boiled egg on the table and it rolls off.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa. How much did I pay for that? Anyway.
Terrifying.
Good luck with that. Interesting. The Leaning Tower of Pisa. If ever they open, would you ever go into that? I would never walk into the Leaning Tower. I don't even want to be near it. Because, you know they have that Jenga building downtown on Leonard Street?
Yeah.
And we figured if that thing falls, it may hit our apartment.
Oh, my God.
I don't think it's falling. I think it's very well constructed as you're waking there up there right now and brushing your teeth. So anyway, we got to move on. We live in a city where we don't have room to move out. We move up. Bad idea, I think.
Probably.
All right. Let's get into the free It's Not Crap phone tap.
The free crap phone tap.
It's not free crap. This is good stuff today. It was my day to serve, to walk around and pillage around the building and the offices. I found some good stuff. I've got some Starburst candy, the original, thanks to Gandhi.
So good.
We have this, I guess it's the fake orchid that didn't make our, didn't make the cut here with our fake orchid. Display here in the control room. This thermal Wawa coffee cup, which is amazing. This is incredible. I may want to keep this for myself. Our group Shinedown that we love, they came out with their own hot sauce. This is the Shinedown Devour Pineapple Jerk Sauce, unopened and sealed.
Thank God.
Our friend Charlemagne the God down the hall wrote this great book called Get Honest or Die Lying. Gonna give it to you. And this game for drinkers, it's a drinking game called Tipsy Land. Gather your friends and let's get tipsy.
Yeah, this is good.
Look, it still has the price tag on it. $5.
Woo!
And finally, this old Christmas CD. You know it's old because it's a CD. The Goodfellas Christmas, featuring songs, for hitmen, like Frosty the Hitman and Silencer Knight and Rudy the Big Mouth Stoolie. You can win all of this. I would actually call that crap, but the rest of it is like solid blue ribbon stuff. If you want to win it now, because we have no money for... budget. We have no budget for cash. Call us now. 1-800-242-0100. All right. Who does the It's Really Good Stuff phone tap today, Scary?
I do.
Don't answer the phone, Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
Let's get into it. Dear Elvis Duran, my mom, Sandra, just leased a brand new... I love the smell of a new car. Wouldn't it be great if you called her up from finance and gave her hell about her lease? It's the last thing she would want to hear on the phone. By the way, Mom has never heard the phone tap. She'll never see it coming. All right, this email comes to us from a devious Rich playing a phone tap on his mom. Scary's going to play the part of the finance guy. The guy Rich is going to be listening in on the phone. Rich gets involved later in the call as Sandra's coworkers try to blow the whole thing. You'll hear it all. Such drama in today's phone tap.
Hello.
I'm looking for Sandra. Peter, please.
Speaking.
Hi, how are you? This is Marty Littman, Northeast Regional Manager of Accounts Receivable here at Federal Direct.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing?
Good.
You recently made a purchase at Federal, if I'm looking here?
Yeah.
A smoke gray 2004 Capstone, correct?
It better have been a 2005, because that's what I signed for.
Is it a 2005?
It better be.
That's neither here nor there. You signed a 36-month...
Well, you better make sure that this is a 2005, because that's what I signed for. If you're telling me it's a 2004, somebody ripped me off.
This is in my paperwork here. It says 2004.
Well, then somebody better straighten that out.
Okay, I will have that checked right after this conversation, if you'd like. Now, you gave us a $2,500 down payment, but we still haven't received the other $2,500.
What other $2,500, sir? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, it's a $5,000 down payment, ma'am.
Oh, no, that ain't happening. Nope.
Well, we can make that happen really quick, actually, with just a touch of a couple of buttons here.
Well, no, you can't, because that's not what I signed for, and I don't know who you are.
Well, don't you read the contract, or are you just so concerned about jumping into your vehicle and driving off the lot?
You're starting to annoy me, because I put $1,700 down on that car.
Listen to me. Just contain yourself. We have to raise you up to $450.
No, you're not.
Yes.
No. Let me call Ford, because I don't know who you are.
They have nothing to do with this matter, ma'am.
Let me have your name and number. I'm calling my attorney.
Your attorney? What are you getting your attorney involved for?
Because I don't know who you are. You're threatening me. I want your name.
Okay, blah, blah, blah. We're going to be sending over a couple of officers to take your car away from you this afternoon.
Oh, no.
We're coming over. You live at 743.
No.
Yes.
No, I just want your name and your number so I can call board and find...
Do you live at 743?
No, I do not. Can
740...
I have your name?
No, don't lie to me. 740...
Excuse me.
Excuse you?
Excuse me. May I have your name and phone number, please?
Okay, my name is Marty Littman.
Hold on, Marty Littman.
Okay, listen to me. Do you live at 743?
Sir.
You're skirting the issue.
No.
Okay? You're skirting the issue.
No.
Yes, you are. Skirting.
No.
Skirting. Hello? Skirting here.
No.
Yes.
Will you just let me finish, please?
Let me put you on hold a second.
No, okay? I want your phone number.
No.
Yes. This guy's threatening to repossess my car because he says I own $5,000. I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about. He won't give me his phone number.
Hello. We're going to have some people over there to pick up your car.
No, I don't understand this, sir.
Or I could just go ahead right now and charge your American Express card. Yeah, let me go ahead and do that, and then we can start.
No, you're not. You do not have my authority.
Well, Shazam, look at that. I just gave myself authority.
No, you do not.
I'm going to edit.
It's the end of this conversation. Goodbye.
Okay.
Wow.
Hold on a second. You're going to talk, okay?
Okay.
Richie?
Mom, what the hell's going on? Why do you keep calling me?
I got a phone call from a Marty Littman from Pinero. It says I owe him $5,000 more, and here's harassing me, threatening to bring the police over to the house tonight and take my car and put me in jail.
Holy crap. What, did you get his name and number?
He won't give me a phone number.
Then what are you supposed to do?
There's nothing to do. I just have to wait and see. All right?
Okay.
All right.
I'm hearing every word you're saying, by the way. I'm tapped into your phone.
Who is this? Who is this?
Is this her son?
Yeah, this is her son.
It's the guy.
I have your credit card too, man.
What is going on?
I have no idea what's going on.
I've tapped into the system. I have all of your information.
Sandy, hang up on this guy. This is a phone tap.
Mom, I don't know what's going on here. I'd like to know, though.
They played a phone tap on you. Richie, you're a bad son.
Who's this lady?
That's really low, Richie. That's really low. Your mom's having a heart attack over here. Richie? Okay.
Yeah.
Who is this man on the phone?
I don't know.
Richie, I think it's time to tell her. It's Scary Jones when you've been phone tapped.
You are dead.
Oh, boy.
When I get my hands on that boy, he's dead.
Are you okay, Mom?
He's 6'4", I'm 5'5", but I can still kick his damn ass.
Elvis Duran phone tap.
My God, the place is out of control. Hello. That was old phone tap. No. Hey, you know what? We don't have any money. No budget for the free money phone tap, so we're giving away just stuff. We found some good stuff today. Alexa, you're caller 100. You just won a big box of stuff that's good.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
You
I'm
got
so
it
excited.
All. You got it all, Alexa. The only thing in there that's questionable is that Goodfellas Christmas CD. I don't know who needs that. But you
got... I think my parents could use it.
Yeah, they love that kind of stuff. All right, you got Tipsy Land, the drinking game. You got the Wawa thermal coffee mug. You got the Shine Down jerk sauce. You got the Charlemagne the God book, which I love. And you got the fake orchids. Look at that. You got some great stuff coming your way. Can we throw something like a shirt in there?
Yeah, we'll send some Elvis Duran apparel.
Yeah, I'll send some Elvis Duran apparel as well, because Straight Nate has given the thumbs up. It's all good. And the Starburst. You got the Starburst candy.
Oh, no, I ate
amazing.
That.
Sorry, Daniel ate that.
She only ate the pink ones, by the way.
I did. I only ate the pink ones.
We got orange and yellow and red on the way.
Perfect. Orange Alexa, red is my favorite.
I know it's only Thursday, but do you have a big plan for the weekend? I hope you do.
My brother's actually coming in from Florida this weekend, so I'm hoping they make it.
Yeah. Where's he flying in from?
Tampa.
Well, is he going to be able to
he
fly?
He could be okay there, right, Frog? Frog, is he Frog, mic on? I can't hear you. Frog. Okay, Frog, he's busy. All right, well, good. You and your brother have a great weekend, and thanks for listening to us. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Hold on, Alexa. Thank you. What is that? What does that say?
You want to play Password next?
Oh, Password. Oh, do we want to?
Yeah. Okay. I always love a game.
All right. What do we need to do?
We just need a contestant.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Good at guessing.
Okay. Well, they're all good at guessing. They never get it right. Hey, Diamond?
Yes?
Are you done chasing Scotty V around the studios for a while?
I hope so, yes.
I know you've been busy. Why did you bite him, by the way? Why'd she bite you?
Hold on, Alexa.
I have no idea.
Why'd you bite Scotty?
Oh, now all of a sudden he doesn't know? Because Scotty, you know what, I don't want to get too deep. He's been irritating me.
What? You got deep into his arm with your teeth.
Yep. Scotty doesn't want to work. What? That's the real issue here. I've been picking up his slack for months, and today I've reached my breaking point. I bit him.
She's in love with Scotty.
Ew, please.
I think so too.
I think if you two bang it out, then you know you'll feel much better.
Yeah, Let's not flatter this old guy like this.
Oh, my God. Wow. Oh my God! How dare you talk about the George Clooney of our show?
George Clooney.
Diamond
biting Scotty, and then she threw confetti at him. Yeah. Okay, go talk to Alexa. Give her box of stuff.
I need a vacuum in here.
Yeah, you do. You needed a vacuum yesterday when you threw all of that stuff around, and I had to clean it up. Don't start, Scott. Don't start.
No, Diamond, here's your comeback. You don't need a vacuum in there because you already suck.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
You borrow that one. All right, I love you, Scotty.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yeah, call us now if you want to play the password. 1-800-2... Do you have some good passwords ready to go?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, boy. 800-242-0100.
Want to see what we actually look like?
Look like a fairy princess that resides over the pits of hell.
Follow us on Instagram at Elvis Duran Show. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
With Wendy's Breakfast Burrito is everything you want for breakfast. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, bacon, or sausage, all rolled up into one warm tortilla. Want the boss of breakfast burritos? Gotta be Wendy's at participating U.S. Wendy's.
For decades, the mafia had New York City in a stranglehold. But the murder of Carmine Galante marked the beginning of the end.
It sent the message that we can prosecute these people.
From the minds behind the acclaimed television series, listen to Law and Order Criminal Justice System on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart radio app and search Law and Order Criminal Justice System and start listening.
A fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs, finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He lives in the bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working, his body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. Wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves, still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all my bills. Stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Morning show.
Z100.
I know I have good judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. Promise them that you're different, and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let them out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, please.
just to say how much you mean to me.
What would you do?
If I told you you were beautiful, would you date me on the regular? Well, baby, I've been around the world, but I ain't seen myself another girl
like you.
This ring here represents my heart, but there's just one thing I need from you.
I can see us holding hands, walking on the beach, our toes in the sand. I can see us on the countryside, sitting on the grassland side by side. You could be my baby, let me make you my lady. Girl, you amaze me, ain't gotta do nothing crazy. See, all I want you to do is be my love.
So don't give away.
My love.
So don't give away.
My love. I can see us on the countryside, sitting on the grassland side by side. You can be my baby, when you make you my lady. Girl, you amaze me, ain't gotta do nothing crazy. See, all I want you to do is be my love.
So don't give away.
My love.
Once again, but he still has fan from Peru to Japan. Listen, baby, I don't want to ruin your plan. But if you got a man, try to lose him if you can. Cause the girls worldwide throw their hands up high when they want to come and kick it with a stand-up guy. And you don't really want to let a chance go by. Cause you ain't been seen with a man so fly. Baby, friend so fly, I can't go fly. Private cause I handle my B.I. They call me Candle Guy. Simply cause I am on fire. I hate to have to cancel my vacation, so you can't deny. I'm patient, but I ain't gonna try. You don't come, I ain't gon' die. Hold up, what you mean you can't go wild? Me and your boyfriend, we ain't no tie. You say you wanna kick it when I ain't so high. But baby, it's obvious that I ain't your guy. I ain't gon' lie, I'll be in your space. Don't forget your face, I swear I will. St. Bart, St. Anguilla, anywhere I cheer. Just bring with me a pair, I will.
I can see us holding hands, walking on the beach, our toes in the sand. I can see us on the countryside, sitting on the grass, side by side. You can be my baby, when you look at my lady. Girl, you amaze me, ain't gotta do nothing crazy. See, all I want you to do is be my love. My love.